My name is Cameron Brown. I am 13 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with my Grammy, who is my grandma, and we are recording this in Severn, Maryland. So, first question, tell me a favorite memory of me.
Well, that's an easy one. My favorite memory of you is when you were really little, like a toddler, and you would see me coming, and you would run, and you would squeal, and you would say, Grammy! Run, so I could hug you.
All right, so question number two. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Losing my mother, like losing any parent, clearly is the most difficult thing in your life. Because it's somebody that's known you your whole life, every minute of your life. Mm-hmm. And when they leave, it leaves a big gap. But being a faithful person, I know where my mother is and I know I'll see her again. So that gives me a lot of comfort.
Okay. Question number three. Question number three. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, certainly my parents. And one of the biggest influences in my life was my first boss at the University of Maryland, who was very candid, told me that I had a lot of really good skills, but without an education, a college education within the University of Maryland, I was only going to go so far. So I took his advice and I went to school at night, and 10 years of part-time school and full-time mom and full-time employee, and I got my bachelor's degree. And that was probably the greatest influence other than my family in my life.
Great. That's very great. Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them right now?
Well, two people actually on your mom's side of the family. One was her great-grandmother that you never met, and that would have been Granny Rice, who was thrilled to pieces when your mom and your Uncle Evan came along, and who was very important to me because I'd never had a grandmother alive the same time I was alive. And the other one would be her daughter, who was your grandmother, and that would be my mom, Bart. And my mom, Bart, always was like a mother figure in my life. And when she developed cancer, we would make time to spend time together and enjoy each other, and just she was like a mother substitute for me long after my mother had gone.
All right, moving on to the next question. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Oh, that's a good one. What advice would I give to my teenage self? Probably to be more confident, not to feel awkward. I went through a very awkward stage where I felt really ugly and I would cry a lot because I just didn't think I was attractive. And it took me a while to get over that. So I guess my advice would be to my teenage self to love yourself with all that entails. You know, your flaws, your shortcomings, your insecurities. Love yourself as you are, because you're the only one that you have a whole life. It's you and yourself and me.
That is some great advice. Moving on to the next question. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Okay, that's an easy one. My seventh grade teacher was Sister Theophilus. And Sister Theophilus, when we had homework, we would have homework assignments, but the way she handled homework was we would come in the next day after we were supposed to study something. Let's say it was spelling, if it was grammar, and we would have to, in front of the whole class, stand in front of her desk, and she would ask us the questions that we were supposed to learn from doing our homework. So you can be darn sure that I knew my homework when I had to stand in front of Sister Theophilus and the whole class. But that gave me a really good foundation for English and grammar, which came really important later on in life when I would write for bosses and write speeches and, you know, edit things for other people because I had the skills that maybe they didn't have.
Were there any other teachers that had a big impact in your life?
Well, there was another teacher when I was in the sixth grade, and she was a little crazy, but she was Irish. Of course, me and all my family were always German, and the teacher that was Irish would always find time in the class school time to teach us Irish songs so we could sing Irish songs, which as a kid that was used to German, thought that was really a lot of fun to learn the Irish songs with Mrs. Mattingly, her name was.
Continue.
Where was I?
You were talking about your sixth grade teacher.
Mrs. Mattingly.
How she was Irish and you were
It just was fun to learn something that was never introduced in my life because there were no Irish people, and the Irish songs were always real fun and real upbeat and real sing-songy, and as a kid that liked to sing early, that was really a lot of fun.
What classes did she teach?
She was basically the homeroom teacher, but somehow in the homeroom, she always found the time to slide the Irish influence in on us, which was just fun. It wasn't anything difficult. It wasn't anything that you had to study. It wasn't anything that you had to put a lot of effort into learning. It was just sing song, and it was just fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, last question. Are there any moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that shaped who you are today?
So we want negative only?
Either one, one of both.
Well, this is kind of a funny one. When I was in grade school, my dad knew that I always knew the words to all the songs. I always liked music. Music was always a lot of fun for me. And my dad would be very stern, and he would say, "Well, I only hope you know the words to your homework like you know the words to all these songs." So I knew I darn sure better know the words to the homework if I was going to know the words to the song, and that just kind of challenged me to be the best I could be.
All right. It's been great talking to you, and hope we can talk more soon.
Anytime, baby doll. Anytime.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you, too. That was fun. That was a lot of fun, huh? Everything.